This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, first there was senior, then junior, now another son following his father's way. No, not another George Bush, but another Hank Williams.
But first, here's a common refrain you've probably heard in the ongoing immigration debate. Americans simply will not do the jobs that illegal immigrants do, jobs such as picking strawberries or lettuce. But maybe that's not such a bad thing. UC Davis agricultural economics professor Philip Martin says the economy would likely adapt. Davis says the U.S. cracked down on migrant farm workers before, in the 1960s, when Congress ended the U.S.-Mexico temporary labor agreement known as the Bracero Program. And then, Philip Martin says, farmers and consumers adapted and will probably do so again.
The average consumer doesn't spend very much on fresh fruits and vegetables, an average of about $6 a week. And of that $6, only about a dollar goes to farmers. And of course, the farmers don't give all the money to farm workers. And secondly, farmers don't get very much of the retail dollar. The second question is, how do farmers adjust over time? We've had experience. In 1964, the United States government stopped the Bracero program over the very strong objections of especially California farmers, many of whom predicted that without the Braceros, they would have to follow their workers to Mexico in order to harvest tomatoes and other crops. And even the University of California predicted that prices for tomato products and other commodities that were picked by braceros would increase in price. That didn't happen. The University of California developed tomatoes that ripened uniformly, a machine to harvest them, and we now produce five times more tomatoes at roughly half the cost that we did back in the 1960s.
You're saying that farmers would then adapt technologically, that new technologies would be invented and dispatched to make up for the fewer workers.
There's a whole range of options, but I think it's important for everyone to remember that 200 years ago, 95% of Americans lived on farms producing food. Today, it's less than 2%. If you look around the world, one sign of economic development is fewer people in the fields producing food, more people off the farm in non-farm jobs. It's the way in which we get economic development. Let me caution and say that it's not an easy process. Many farmers would not survive the transition, whether that transition is to mechanization. It wouldn't have to necessarily be mechanization. There could also be mechanical aids that make the work easier and therefore allow for more women and older workers to stay employed longer. Right now, those harvest jobs are young men's jobs. They're back using jobs. The average career climbing a ladder, putting 60 or 80 pounds of oranges or apples in a bag is only about 10 years. There's frequent falls, back problems. So there could be hydraulic lifts out there that still mean the apples are picked by hand, but there would be a different mix of workers than are out there right now.
What if we just said, you know, we are going to outsource all our fruits and vegetables? What would that do to the economy?
We know that you can live well and comfortably without producing food. That's why we tell the Japanese that they should open up to our rice imports, even though the Japanese say rice is a staple of our diet, and we have to subsidize our farmers and keep rice production because we can't rely just on imports. I think in the end, we would still wind up having a very significant fruit and vegetable sector because we have good soils, we have good climates, we have good infrastructure. If wages were to rise significantly, I mean, the example at the end of the Bracero program is farm wages rose about 40% in the mid-1960s, and the industry continued to grow.
You know, a lot of people say even if you raised wages to $20 an hour and provided health insurance, you're still not going to get Americans out there picking strawberries. That is just too hard.
It is true that workers, logically, looking for upward mobility, tend to move out of seasonal agricultural jobs as soon as they can find better jobs in the U.S. labor market. Once they and their children found job options, there needed to be a new source of workers found, and they were.
UC Davis economics professor Philip Martin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.